You're holding daf samachalo from a base on the two dots. Mora says the his first two dots is a maisa. Huhuru moi diyomalo lehiyasasa. It was a Roman that went over to a lady and they told her, asked her, minsubasli, marry me. Omrele, she said back, loi, no, she didn't want. Also, so what did he do? I see Rimon, he took a pomegranate. Poli, he like cracked it open. The ochol kamo, and he was eating it in front of her. Now, komaya ditzorolo, when she saw it, like she had a desire to eat it, so a saliva in her mouth was bothering her. Bolosai, so she swallowed the saliva. Boloi havlo, and still he didn't give her. Adizaglo, until she swelled up, Rashi says. Zagloshin, like she came clear, like you blow up glass. Like she blew up because of this. This is the Hemshah of the Gemara before, that when you have a waiter, when he sees food and he has a type to eat the food, you have to give him to eat. Say also, this lady saw the way he was eating a pomegranate, and she had a desire to eat it, so the saliva that she was swallowing was a sakana for her, made her blow up. So, l'seif at the end, Omalo, this Roman said to her, if I will heal you, minsevasli, then will you marry me? Omrele, she said, in yes. So also, what did he do? I ceremony, poly. He took again a pomegranate and opened it up. The ochal kamo, and he ate again in front of her. But Omrele, this time he told her, ko maya de tsaruloch, all the saliva that's in your mouth, when you had the desire to eat it, is tuf shadya, spit it out. Adenofek minay, until it came out of a kihutza yiroka, like a green branch, hutza like a branch of a palm tree. That's what came out of her v'yisasiyas, and then she became better. Right, and now the Mishnah says v'yisibitzemer. Here's Rabbi Elazar Shita, that even though your wife comes in with as many shvachas as maids as she has, still she has to do some work. She has to work with the tzemer and the wool. Today she should not come with a zima. So Gemara's medayik b'tzemer in the pishton lo. You can only force your wife to work with wool, but not with flax. So Gemara says mas nisa mani Reb Yehudi. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehudi Shita. The Tanya would learn like this: Ein a koyfe lo lamed lefonov abba oviv. You can't force your wife to stand means to serve your father. For lo lamed lefnei benoy, and not to serve your son. For lo litein tevin lefnei behemtoy, and you can't force your wife to give the food in front of your animals. So Rashi said, either means there's a chorim, the male animals, the shalaf from the revia, that maybe the animal will live with her, shall live with him. But you can force her to feed your bokor. Rashi said, that means your female animals. Now there's no shalaf revia. We have Yehudu, and Yehudu says, af eina koifa lasas bepishtin. Also, you can't force your wife to do work with flax. Why? When you work with flax, it makes you like have a bad taste, a big odor in your mouth. And mainly you're always busy spitting out the saliva. Therefore, misharbet esas wasayin. It like extends your lips. Since you're busy spitting so much, it's very bad for your lips. So that's why you can't force your wife to work with the flax. The Gemara says, Vahani mili, when is this said? Bekitna rumoy. Only by the flax, Roman flax. Alright, then Rabbi Elazar v'ayme afilu v'chnisa le'mei ashvachis. And the Lezer says, that's the last halacha, even though your wife comes in with 100 maids, still you have a right to make her do some work, she shouldn't come with a zima. So Omar Rav Malkov, Rav Malkov said, with a vav, Malkov, Omar Rav Adam Rav, halacha k'rablos, we pass him like Rav Lezer, that even though she comes in with a lot of maids, still she has to do some work. Now Omar Rav Yechanina, parade the Rav Iko, that shvud, shvachos v'gumos, these are halachas, different machlekes in Shas, Shavuot, that's the machlekim in Sechta Beya. If you have your spit that breaks on Yom Tov, if you can fix it or not. Shavuot, that's our machlekis here. If your wife comes in with a lot of maids, can you force her to work? For Gumois, that's the machlekis in Sechta Nidom. When exactly Anisha becomes a Gedola, when she has two Cyrus, so Gumois means even though the hair is not there, but the Mokum with the hair is there. So the Gumois are like holes there. So he says, Rav Malkov. Rav Malkov is one that said Aloch is about these three cases. Now, Blurius, that's another machlokes, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that if you give a goy a haircut that looks l'shem Avodah Zarah, how far you're allowed to shave his hair? Eva Mikla, that's if you have the Eva Mikla, that's if you have a wound and you have some ashes you want to put on top of it, the shalot from tattoos, if it's mutter or not. Or Gavina, machlokes actually cheese, Gavina Sakam if it's also or not, also machlokes in Avodah Zarah. So Gemara says, Rav Malkiah. Rav Malkiah said these halachas. Chitza, there's Rav Malkov with a Vav and Malkia with an Aleph. The Shala, which one said which halachas? That's the way Reb Chanino, Pered Ravika, learned it. Now Rav Papa, Rav Papa says like this, no, that Mas Nisin or Mas Nisar of Malkia. Any one of these halachas that was said in the Mishnah or said in the Braisa, Rav Malkia with an Aleph said it. Shmaita to any halachas that brought on Stam in the Gemara, that's Rav Malkov. That's what Rav Malkov said. What's the simin for this? Rav Papa simin Mas Nisin Malkasa. Get like a Mishnah is with a Malkasa. Here also Malkia with the Aleph, he's the one that said halachas about the Mishnah and a Braisa. So Mor says, my Benaya, what's the difference between these two? Where do they argue? He gives Benaya Shvachas. Now, Kremina is this halacha Shvachas. According to Rav Papa, that Rav Malkiya said all the Mishnah is in, since our halacha of Shvachas is a machlaikis in our Mishnah, so Rav Malkiya with an Aleph said it. But according to Rav Ada Barava, he was the one that said Rav Malkov would have loved said it. Now, Kremina is, if you have a stira, can you ask a kasha one on the other? Like, who exactly was the one that said we passed like Reb Lezer now Mishnah by Shvachis? Was it Rav Malkov with a Vav, or Rav Malkiya with an Aleph? Then the Mishnah ends off that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, that if a husband makes a neder, his wife can't work, so he has to give her a get. Because Abatola Naifilo de Shimon, she'll just like right away. Samar says, Reb Hainu Tanakama, Samar Skash was the same thing as the Tanakama as Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer also said a swirl like that. That no matter how many maids your wife comes in with, you have to make her do some work. And he said the reason is Mishum Zima, she shouldn't come to think of having znus. And if Shimon Gamliel is saying this for her, Shimon, if she does nothing, she'll just run away. So what's the difference? They're both saying the same thing. Sumara says, no, Ika Benai, there's a difference here. The Mitlala, Vigiraisa, Kitanaisa, Benad Rishaya. So Rashi said that means if she plays games, she plays chess, she plays checkers. So if the question is, she'll come with Dezima, she'll have znus, we still have to be afraid. If she does no work at all, just sit back and play a whole day, we're also afraid of znus. Mashenka, according to Shimon Gamliel, for we're only afraid, stand Shimon, means if she does nothing, she'll rat away. See, if she plays, she won't rat away. That's enough gemina. If the lady plays, is that enough? Is that enough or not? We have to force the current Reb Lezer to do some work. So at the Mishnah. Hamadir es ishtoi mitashmish hamita. If somebody makes a neder that he's not allowed to live with his wife. So Rashi explains he can't ask for himself on his wife because he's mishubid. When you marry your wife, you have a chiv midiraisa of ainor to live with her. So the neder has to be that you said, I'm asking her enjoyment upon me. The yom yaster hanos tashmish cholai. Her, like her body, I'm asking her upon me. So that could be chal. So the kid said the husband makes a neder that he's not allowed to live with his wife. Is Beishama Yermim Shtei Shabbosis. Beishama says, we'll see in the Gemara what it means. He makes the neder for 2 weeks. If he makes the neder just for 2 weeks, it's okay. But if he makes it for more than 2 weeks, then the locker is, you have to give your wife a get. Beisil Loimrim Shabbos Achas. No, only 1 week. If you make the neder for more than 1 week, then you have to give your wife a get. Less than that, though, it's okay. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. Now, ha-tamidim yoytzim letal matarish lebishus. Even after they're married, the husband, if he's learning Torah, he has the right to leave his wife and go learn Torah without permission from his wife. Shleishim yoyim, he has a right to leave to go to yeshiva learning kolol for 30 days, and then he'll come home. Ha-poyalim shabbasachas. People that work, businessmen, they have a right to leave home for 1 week, as they have to come home at least once a week. Now the Mishnah says, "Ho'ino ha'amur b'tayra." That the mitzvah essay, you have to live with your wife. For your nosa loisigra, that you have to live with your wife. So how much is the chiyav? How many times a week do you have to live with your wife? So ho'ino ha'amur b'tayra is hatayolim. That means people that have no work to do. That just time means that they stroll around the whole day. They're rich people. They don't have to work. They have all the money they want. Is b'chol yom. Where every night, as long as the wife is tor, she's not a nida, you have a chiyav not to live with her. Hapoalim, people that work for a living, shtayim b'shabbos, they have to live with their wives twice a week. Hachamorim, a person that drives a donkey, he goes outside the city to sell things, so he's away for a week. Then achas b'shabbos, once a week he has to live with his wife. Hagmalim, people that ride on camels, even go further, and they travel further away, is achas l'shloishim yoyim. They have to at least be home once in 30 days to live with their wife. Hasfanim, people that like sail a ship, sail a boat, is achas l'shishim chadoshim. Once in 6 months, so the kid said, if a wife, if she gets married to a sailor, so she knows that he's going to travel and be away 6 months a year, so he only has to come home to be with his wife once in 6 months. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. See in the Gemara, the other before, other there were the Chachamim arguing on Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara is at the beginning of the Mishnah. My time of the Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai that he says if a man makes a neder not to live with his wife for 2 weeks, that's all right. More than that, then he has to give her a gift. What's the reason? He says, Gamri miyoledes nekeva. He learns it out from the parasha of the Torah, when you give birth to a girl, the locher is, your wife then is tomei for 14 days. So you see, it's an urchayar, you're not to live with your wife for 14 days. Therefore, there's no chiyah to give her a get if you're going to live with her at the end of 14 days. Oh, Beisilo, Gamri miyoledes zocher. Beisilo, though, learns it out from giving birth to a zocher, to a male, that there the locher is, you're only tomei for 7 days. Zorch is to be tummy for 7 days. But more than 7 days, if you make a neder not to live with your wife, then lamaisa, you have to give her a get. Fred Gemaru Beis Hillel Nami Nigrum Yoledis Nekeva? Why doesn't Beis Hillel also learn out from this parasha of Yoledis Nekeva? You see the Torah says 2 weeks? So Gemara says, Nechanami. Imi Yoldois Gamri Lo, if Beis Hillel would be learning out from the case where your wife gives birth, how long she's tummy, you see your Rossi can't be together for 2 weeks, Hachinami. He would also agree to this, that 2 weeks is also normal. Ela Beis Hillel Minida Gamri Lo. Beis Hillel learns it out from the parasha of Anida. That means your Isa, when your wife is Anida, she's only tummy for 7 days. So Mura says, but my kamiflagi, what's the machlokes here? Ma Saba Beis Hillel holds Midi de Shriach, Ne Midi de Shriach. You learn out something that Shriach happens often. So Rashi says it happens often that a man gets angry at his wife and he makes a neder, he's not going to live with her. Who are the nidus? Your wife becomes a nidus. It also happens very often. So therefore we learn out 7 days, here also 7 days, 1 week. If you make a neder longer than a week not to live with your wife, then the din is you have to give her a get. Umasova Beishamai holds midi duhu gorim lo, mi midi duhu gorim lo. No, you learn out from a yoledes that the man caused his wife to become pregnant. From the case of a neder here, where the man caused his wife to become usher. So just like when she becomes pregnant, giving birth, it's 2 weeks, you see it's normal. Here also, to make a neder for 2 weeks, it's all right. Now, Amar Rav. Rav learns Machlekes b'Meforesh. Machlekes is here 2 weeks or 1 week when he speaks out clearly how long he wants to make the Yisr. According to Beis Shammai, if he makes the Yisr for two or less, it's okay. But Meforesh, you have to speak out how long you're making the Yisr for. Avu b'stam. Let's say stam, you make a stam neder. I'm offering myself, I can't live with my wife. That's the neder you're making. Then, dirihakul yoitzili yalter. Fitink suba. Everybody holds nothing doing. Right away, the next day, you have to give your wife a get, and you have to pay her the ksuba. If you made a neder stam, you have to give her a get right away. Ushmul oma shmul says, no, afilu b'stam nami. Even if the husband makes a neder stam, he doesn't say any time limit. He just says, I'm making it also now, that I can't live with you anymore. Still, yamtim, we have to wait the 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, and the 1 week according to Beis Hillel. Why? Because shema yimtza pesach l'nidroi. Maybe the husband will go to a chacham to be matir neder, and so therefore, we have to give him the week or 2 weeks to see if he'll be matir neder. After 2 weeks pass by and he's not matir neder, then according to Beis Shammai, he has to have a get. For the Gemara, pliga b'chod zimna, they argued already once, the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, if he says it's Stam, is this also the Machloikis or not? Tetznan, we learned, we'll see a Gemara later that says, what's going to be in the case of Hamadir es Ishtem Lehenislai? Of a man makes a neder that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him. Not with Tashma Shamita. Stam, like support money, she can't have any enjoyment from his money. Is a locher is Ad Shleishim Yoim, if the neder is only for 30 days, then the locher is Yamad Parnis, that he has to appoint a third person to support her. There's a chiyah for husband to support her. So he has to yamit parnis, make somebody else in charge of feeding his wife for the next 30 days. Exactly how it stems Hilchos Nedarim, that we'll see later on in the Gemara. But yes, mikan, if he made the neder for more than 30 days, yaitziv yitin ksuba. He has to give his wife a get and give her ksuba right away. The Yom HaRav, Rav says on this also, lo yishon v'alabim. The Machloikis is only where he speaks out clearly, either 30 or more. Abel Bistam, if he stam makes a neder, his wife can't have any more enjoyment from him, is Yaitzli Yatav Yitink Suba. He has to give her a get right away and give her a Suba. We don't wait. If you make the neder stam without any time limit, then we say you have to give her a get right away. Ushmul Amar Shmul says no. Afilo Bistam Nami Yamtin. Even though he makes the neder stam without a time limit, he just says she can't have any enjoyment from me. Still, we don't make him give or get until 30 days go by. Why? Shema yimsa pesach lenidroi. Again, maybe you'll find a pesach or go to a chokhan to be matter the neder. So you see, it's a machlekes already once before between Rav and Shmuel. When you make a neder stam, do we make a give or get right away, or do we also wait that maybe you'll be matter the neder? Gemara says we need both machlekes and tzrich, we need them true, but we need both places that they argue. The Yitma, born our case over here, Bokom Rav, Mishim Loyev Shem Afanis. When does Rav say Bayos? That's Stam, you have to give a get right away. That's maybe only in our Mishnah, where the husband says he's not going to live with his wife. So that he can't make a Panis. There's nobody else to live with his wife. He can't have somebody else live with her. So therefore, Rav says if you make a Stam Neder, you're not going to live with your wife anymore, then you have to give a get right away. Abu Bahi, but in the Gemara later, the Efsha Bem Afanis. In a case where you could appoint somebody else to support your wife for you, maybe Rav would also agree to Shmuel, that even though the husband says, Stam, I'm making a neder, you can't have any enjoyment from me at all, maybe he doesn't have to give or get until 30 days go by. That's why we need both machloikesin. Now, v'yit mabahi, if we only said the case of the parnes, v'achkom Shmuel, maybe only over there Shmuel said that even Stam, we tell him to wait 30 days. Because you can make a partner, you can appoint somebody else to feed your wife. Avo b'ho, but now Mishnah, when the shalos batashma shamit, the living with your wife, eimem moed le Rav, maybe you'll also agree to Rav, that if he makes a neder stam, since you can't make a partner to live with your wife, therefore eimem moed le Rav, maybe Shmuel would agree to Rav, also that min astam, you have to give a get right away. Yisricha, that's why we need both machloikas and to say no, that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel applies in both cases. When the husband says a neder of stam, do we make him give or get right away, or do we still have to wait either the week or 2 weeks, or else the 30 days? Yeah, then the Mishnah says what? That ha-tamidim yoytzim ha-talmud, that a talmud, the person that learns, has a right to leave his wife for 30 days. So, b'rishus kama. The Mishnah says that if you don't ask if your wife doesn't give you permission, you have a right to leave for 30 days. Now the Gemara asks, what about Rishus Kama? If your wife gives you permission, how long do you have to leave to go to learn and not come home? So Gemara says, Kama the boy, as long as you want. If she gives you permission for 10, 20 years, as long as you want. So Gemara asks now, Urcha de Milsa Kama. But like Derech Eretz, how long is it that a person should like take this advantage and go learn and not come home? So Rashi says, Shla Yisro Lov Chet, he shouldn't have a Chet. So Omar Rav says, Chodesh Kan v'Chodesh B'Bayis. What you should do if you want is you can leave for 1 month, but then spend a month home. Then go away again a month, then spend a month home. Shinemuk, as the Pasuk says, L'chol dvar machalkois, habo v'hayoit says, chodesh b'chodesh, l'chol chodshi yashona. Now, if you want to make some division, you go away for a month, and you come back for a month. This is talking about when you do the avodim that worked by David HaMelech, that they worked for a month, and then they went home for a month. Rav Yechanan, Amar Rav Yechanan says, no, chodesh kan u'shnayim b'beisai. He should spend a month learning and 2 months at home, and then go away for a month, and then again 2 months home. Shinam, because the Pasuk says by the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, chodesh yil b'voinan, 1 month you should spend by building the Beis HaMikdash, and shnayim chadoshim b'beisai, then you should spend 2 months at home. So you see, if you spend 1 month away, then you have to spend 2 months at home. For the more of a Rav, Nami, my time, Layama, Mayahi, how come Rav also doesn't say from Yechon's Pasik that 1 and 2 months? And the more of Shan, Nibinya, Beis HaMikdash, the Yefsha, the Acherim. He knows the Beis HaMikdash is different. Over there, true, there's a lot of people that want to build the Beis HaMikdash. So if you go for 1 month, you can afford to stay home then for 2 months. Because there are plenty of people to take your place to build the Beis HaMikdash. Mashaykh, if you want to go learn Torah, then you have a right to go away for a month, home for a month, and go away again for a month. For the more Rav Yechanan, my time liyama meyahi, how can Rav Yechanan doesn't learn out from Rav's pasuk that 1 month at home, 1 month away? And the Gemara, Rav Yechanan holds that Shani Hossam over there by the Avodim that worked from David HaMelech was different. The Yisle Havacha, over there they were getting a lot of money, getting a lot of pay, they're working for the king. So they're like his wife is Nicha, that he should only spend 1 month at home and then go and work there for a month, come home for a month, and go away for a month. Because there's a big havocha, there's a lot to gain. But maybe other places, the orcha de milsa is not only to go away for a month and then stay home for 2 months. Omar Rav, Rav says now, anocha, a person has ill feelings, like, see, has sigh, he feels very bad, is sheveret chati gufa shalodim, like breaks your koyach, your power, breaks like half your body. Shinam and Apostle says in Cheskel, v'yata ben odom ha'anach b'shivram osnayim uv'miros tonach. Mashma wata, we have bad feelings, ill feelings, it like breaks your mimosnayim from your thighs, that's half your body. Rabbi Yechonim, Rabbi Yechonim says, Av kol gufa shalodim. No, bad feelings even break your whole body. Shinam and Apostle says, V'hoye ki yomro lecha, al mo ato nenach, and why are you feeling so bad? V'yomar, then you'll answer back, El shmua ki bo v'nomas kol lev, for the bad news that I heard that broke my heart, for rofo kol yadayim, for kosto kol ruach v'chol berkayim telach namayim. So mashma kol part of the whole body is ruined by bad news, something that breaks your heart. So how come it only says half the body? So where it says Rabbi Yechon, so this is the right, the whole body. More Rabbi Yechon, Nam Yaksir B'Shivra Masnayim. I Rabbi Yechon, the apostle before says Mashman only breaks you from your thighs and downwards, only half the body. Now the Gemara here, there, what the pasuk means is Ki Mischola Mi Masnayim Mischola. When the pain starts to ruin your body, it starts by the thighs. Then Achnami, it spreads throughout the whole body. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. For the Gemara, Barav Nam Yaksir B'Nomas Kol Lev. For Rav, for Kol Yadayim, because of Kol Ruach. I, the apostle there says, Mashma, the whole body was ruined because of the bad news. And the Gemara, Shani Shemua de Beis Hamikdash, the Tkifa Tuva. There was talking about when the Jews first heard about the Indian of the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, that terrible news broke the whole body. But other news doesn't break the whole body, only half of the body. Nothing more says, Amaisa, Hu Yisrael, Vyovi Kichovim, Te Vukaz Libyurcha. There was a Jew and a guy that was walking together on the streets, on the road. Badi Adodi, they're walking together. But the guy couldn't keep up with the Jew. He couldn't. The Jew was walking too fast for him. So what did he do? He reminded the Jew about the churban of the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, like the Gemara we just said, if he hears something bad, it breaks your body. So he thought he won't be able to walk so fast anymore. So Gemara says, true. Nogid v'yisnach. He felt bad. He started to cry a little bit. But but still the Jew was walking very fast, and the guy could not keep up with him. So Amalei, so the guy said back to the Jew, Lav Amrisu, don't you say, like, doesn't Yochum tell us that Anocha Sheveres Chati Gufa Shalodim? If somebody hears bad news and feels bad, it's supposed to break half your body? See, if so, how come he's still walking so fast? Amalei, so the Jew answered back, Hani Mili, when is that true? When do we say that? Hani Mili, Milsa Chadati. If you tell me something new, some bad news that I didn't hear about before, that breaks half the body. Avalho, Dishonim, boy, here that you're telling about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. I know, we know about it already, as in the future generations, that we know about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Loi, that doesn't break me so much, therefore, still have this power to walk so fast. The Yamri Inchi, because people say, the Malfa Tichle Loibosa, a lady that had a few miscarriages already, when it happens a third or fourth time, she doesn't get scared about it, like she's used to it already. So here also, that about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we heard about it already, therefore that doesn't break his body. Mashenke, in something new, the bad news, that breaks half the body. Further back to the Mishnah says, HaTayolam B'choyoyim, a person that's a tayol, we'll soon see what that means, he has a chiyuv to be with his wife every night. But the Gemara, my tile, what does it mean, tile? What's a tile? Tile usually means you take a walk, you take a stroll, people that walk. What does it mean? So my Rava thought to say, it means B'nai Pirki. People that learn Torah go to yeshiva, people learn in Kailu. They learn by daytime in the yeshiva, in the Kailu. They have a Rebbe there, Rashi says, but they go home every night. But since they walk home every night, they have to be with the wife every night. So it's mashma that the yeshiva is only by day, and at nighttime they're home. Omulei Abaye said back, Man dechzivu, that on a bosunsi a posin ketilim that talks about these tamichomim, a master from this posin they learn even at night also. So how could you say they have a chiyah to be with the wife every night? Posin says, Shavu lechem mashki mikum. Like it's in vain that you rise early. Miyachar rise shevis, or sit up late. Oich le lechem huatzovim, who eats the bread of the work, of the toil. Ken yitain lididi, shena. The same way Kodesh Baruch will give to the loved ones, the ones that sleep from themselves. Lididi Shaina means those who like hold back sleep from themselves. And the Gemara dashes, what is this supposed to go on? The Gemara says, V'yomar Reb Yitzchok Elu Nishusayim Shatimid Chachamim. This pasuk goes on the wives of a Talmud Chacham. Sheminadadois Shainam Yenayim. They hold back sleep from their eyes. B'yelam Azeh in this world. U'boyis L'chayilom Abo. And they'll be zecha to go to Chayilom Abo. In other words, the pshat is that the husband sin learned very late. By the time they come home, it's very late at night. So wives don't go to sleep so early, but they wait for the husbands to come home. But I call upon him, you see, they're busy learning Torah even at night time. So Yah Tomat, and you want to tell me, B'nai Pirkei, that people that learn Torah, these people are called B'nai Pirkei, they have it easy. They're working and learning very late at night. So how could you say they have a chiyuv to be with their wife every single night? So Mor says, Elam Rabbi, if Rabbi says like this, Kidirav, Tayola means like Rav. The Yomar Rav, Kagoin Rav Shmuel Bashelis. Means like a Shmuel Bashelis. The Yochum of the day, he eats from his own money, he has what to eat. Eat from. Vishostim of the day, he has what to drink from. Vagoni Betula, the Yapanyan, he sleeps, he has a nice place to sleep. Vulechola Pristiko, the Malka Bove. And the king's men don't come to him to ask him to pay taxes or to do any work. So that's called also a person that doesn't have anything to do. Vaita Kiyosi Rovin. Rovin says, Omer says like this, Nizdaloko, Hagoyim Mefanki de Marova. Means people live like an Eretz Yisrael, Mefanki, have everything they want. They don't have to work. Drashi ben Eretz Yisrael, Monogim ben Michael ben Mishter. Lekachem Beriyim, Ubali Kerech Latashmish. They're very healthy also, and therefore they have the power, the strength to live with their wife every night. Rabavua, Hevi Koi Beibani. Rabavua was once in the bathhouse. Hevi Samchile Trei Avdi. He had two servants there holding him up like Ifches Beibani Mitusei, and the floor collapsed. Is this Ramile Amud? It happened for him that he caught on to an Amud, to a pillow, saw it, and he went up. The Askinu, he brought up the other two servants also. Shows how strong he was. Rebbe Yochanan, Hevi Kosolik Badag, Rebbe Yochanan once going up a ladder. Hevi Samchile Ravami Ravasi. They were both helping him. Ifchesor Darga Mitusei. So the ladder caved in. Solik, he was able to climb up even so. The Askinu, and he brought them up also. His armor, the Rabbon, said to Rabbi Yechanon, since we see how strong you are, how come you have to have these two servants with you, to Tamidim helping you? Amalu, he answered back, Im Kain, if I'm going to use up my strength now, what am I going to leave over for when I become old? Kids, he didn't want to use up his strength now. He wanted to save it more for when he becomes old. But I call upon in the Maskon Riz, what a title means is a person that doesn't work, that has everything easy, and he's a strong person. So he has the chiv to be with his wife every single night. People that go to work, they have to be with their wife twice a week. For the Gemara Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Po'alim Achas B'Shabbos, it says no, only once a week. If they work home in their own city and they come home every night, then they have to do twice a week. If they do the work in another city, it's more harder for them, therefore they only have to be with the wife once a week. Like this also, people that work have to be with the wife twice a week. The Nedavur Mamurim, one of them said, B'yaisim lochabirin, if they work in their own city. Ava B'yaisim lochabir acheres achas b'shabis. If they work in other cities, then they have a right to be with the wife only once a week. Yeah, then again, the Mishnah said, Lochabar achamorim. People that work with the donkey, with chamorim, is achas b'shabis. They have to be home once a week, live with the wife. Omal le rabba barav chonel abaya. Ich bo tonel ashmina tayel lepoil. Like Lechur, the Tana of the Mishnah lowered himself to only talk about the case of a Tayel and a Poel. In other words, the Mishnah starts off to says, if you make a neder not to live with your wife for 1 week, according to Beis Hillel, you have to give a get. Now, who has to be with his wife more than like once a week? Comes out, it's only a Tayel, a person that doesn't do any work, or else the Poel has to be with his wife twice a week. Because otherwise, a Chamor and a Gamol, they're even less than that. So why does the Mishnah only talk about one or two cases? Amalei, he answered back, no, I'll tell you no. Amalei loy, akulu. Our Mishnah is going on all the cases in the Mishnah, and the pshat is like this: I voshisha chadoshim kamar. I, what do you mean all the cases? A sailor has a right to be away for 6 months. The teretiz einu doime mishiyesh lepas besaloi lemishen lepas besaloi. There's a big difference whether you have like food in your basket or you don't have food in your basket. If you have bread in your basket, so even though like your husband's not home, but since you know he's mutter to you, you feel all right. But here, if the husband makes a neder, he can't live with you, that's like there's no more pas pasalo. Here it's worse. Here, according to Basil, you have to give a get after 1 week. Lemor says, Omale Rababar Rav Chonin Labaya. What's going to be the case of a chamor? You married him. When they first got married, his work was a chamor, he worked with a donkey, so he had to be home once a week. Venasa Gomel, then he changed jobs and he became to work with a camel, and now we only can come home once in 30 days. My. Does the wife have a right to stop it or not? Is it as far as the wife is maskim or not? Omalei answered back, yes, the wife could stop it. Because roitza isha of the kav atiflis, or isha would rather have like only one kav of food, but in order to be with her husband, meyasaro metisha kavin oprishus, rather than to have more money, but oprishus husband will be away. In other words, the svara, the isha wants husband. Therefore, when they got married, he was supposed to be a chamor, so he'd be home once a week. He doesn't have right to change his job to work with a job that will be away longer unless she gives permission. But if she doesn't give permission, you don't have a right to change your job. All right, turn over.